Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear in lessons from Holy Scripture how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem His waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will bring all people and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world which God so loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God, or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises we offer humbly to Almighty God. Amen.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of great worth. News of a merciful King's birth. Then why should man on earth be so sad?
Lesson. The prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his root a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of might. The Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. Here endeth the reading.
Cold of winter, when half spent. Lesson. The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. This lesson will be sung and is based on passages from the Gospel of Luke.
Of the birth of Jesus, a reading from the Gospel of Luke. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you. that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know sight to the blind? And Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby,
lesson. Angels proclaim the good news of Christ's birth to the shepherds. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Here endeth the reading.
Joy the triumph of God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Gospel of the Lord. Here we are at the midst of the Christmas season. You know, it's always amazing to me because the scripture that, to be quite honest with you, that has always struck me at this time of the year is one that you rarely hear read at this time of the year. It's from the Old Testament reading, the first book, Genesis. You all know that, this creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It tells the whole story of how God created actually everything that we experience and everything that we are. Y'all know how it goes too, because in the midst of it, what does it say? Every time he creates something, he says, and except for one time. If you look closely, there's one time he doesn't say it was good. And that was the time when he separated the heavens from the earth. Doesn't say it was good. Doesn't say anything. I often wonder why. Everything else was good. Maybe that wasn't a sense of it was bad. Maybe it was a sense of it was necessary. It was necessary, perhaps, because somehow, in the midst of everything, God in his all-knowing said, I'm going to have to really let these folks that I created know that I'll always be there for them. And so although it's going to be time when the heavens and the earth are separated, I'm going to make a point, a major point, of coming to be with them and know that I will never leave them. Maybe it was necessary. But the good news is that it turned out good. It turned out good because in the process of God's wisdom, he said, I'm going to let them know through my son, Jesus Christ, that I am there for them. I am Emmanuel, God with us. You know, as you move into the Christmas season, I pray that you come into touch with your humanity, not the brokenness of it. We all have that. But that sense of humanity that God molded and shaped you intricately, intimately, in a way molded you and shaped you every step of the way. And that you grow in trust and in faith that somehow God really is with me, even then when, you know, the world seems like sometimes falling apart. That the Creator that we have, the Father that we have, is one that will never abandon us. He says, lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. And that truly is why he came in the form of his Son. He came to be with us so that we could know him and know that he will never leave us. I pray that as this season goes on, that you realize that the humanness in you sometimes is a struggle. But that's where God works. And that the divine is just as close to you as the humanness is. And that somehow in this process of this season, you invite the divine and the human to come into you more clearly than it's ever been. And be together. And be together because that's what Jesus did. And that's what Jesus offers. And that's what this whole season is really all about. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. thought of Jesus.
Cattle are Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.